Welcome to Practical Magic, the show that's practically practical.
It's a show about absolutely nothing.
So grab your broom.
And join us for some fun and laughter as we fly through the night discussing whatever comes to mind.
And of course, some practical magic too.
We're your hosts, Nixie Lavender
and Emberlyn Rain.
Hello, and welcome back to Practical Magic. Sorry that this episode has been so long in the making. We've been crazy busy here. We're in Canada, so we've had Thanksgiving already.
Yes.
Turkey. And I actually cooked my first Thanksgiving turkey. It turned out pretty good.
We actually had chicken at Mom's, but...
Yeah, I think Mom fell off her rocker or something, decided to have chicken for Thanksgiving. But, you know, we had cranberry sauce.
With our chicken.
Chicken.
Us Canadians love our chicken.
Yeah. So, Nixie, what else have you been up to?
I am currently scratching a Pac-Man scratch ticket.
You go, girl.
I am.
So, did you win yet?
No. I'll let you know.
You know, you really could have done that after the podcast or before the podcast as opposed to during the podcast.
Well... Oh, well.
Nice. So, you had a birthday.
Oh, yeah. 19.
Nixie is legal in Canada now. It's a good thing you don't live in the States. You'd have a couple more years to go.
Yeah, that would suck balls.
Nixie, have you been drinking?
A Monster energy drink.
Long live the monster.
Rawr.
Oh, here it is. Wait for it. Wait for it. Oh my goddess!
What?
It says good luck.
Good luck on what?
I don't know, that's stupid. I already finished it. How can it give me good luck?
So you scratched the whole ticket for it to tell you good luck? Not even a play again? A good luck?
Good luck.
Bonne chance.
French.
Okay, enough of Nixie and her Pac-Man scratch ticket.
That was fun, though.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
So, what have you been up to?
Well, I started a new blog.
Yes, Mom's a Witch.
Yes, if you're interested in checking it out, that's momsawitch.blogspot.com.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! And it's all about life as a
mummy witch.
It's
really cute. It's like baby blue and pink and
yeah, but it's not so cutesy that like you're not gonna want to read it. But
yes,
it's funny. The one entry was about Witchlet number 2 and 3, and we were walking up to the library, and we were stopping to look at all the Halloween decorations on all the houses.
Oh yeah.
And there was this one decoration, and it was like the shape of a stop sign with a witch on it, and my 5-year-old shouted just as loud as he could, "Mama, Mama, look at that house!" And so we looked and he says, "Mama, you can't go in there. No witches allowed." So yeah, be sure to check that new blog out. And you might get some laughs and giggles out of it.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to?
Packing.
Packing. You got the new place.
Yes, we did. It's really nice.
Good. We'll have to have a house blessing when you get in there. You know, these monster drinks are pretty darn good.
I know.
Do they have monster drinks in the U.S.?
I don't know.
Well, if not, a monster drink is classified as a natural health product. It's
an energy drink.
Yeah.
But it's not like Red Bull. It doesn't give you wings.
No.
But if you drink enough of it, it might give you the jitters.
It says... Recommended use or purpose. Developed for periods of increased mental or physical exertion. Helps to temporarily restore mental alertness or wakefulness when experiencing fatigue or drowsiness. So, if you're not fatigued or drowsy and you drink one of these, this is what happens to you.
Apparently, yes. We just wanted something with sugar in it to get all... pumped up for our podcast.
Yes, because we feel so bad because it's been so long since we've had a podcast, and We've had a couple people asking, and yeah. So we thought it was time we got on here and podcasted our little butts off. And you went shopping today and got a new Book of Shadows?
Actually, it was last night.
Last night? Tell really us about nice. It.
Well, it's like a really dark forest green, mm-hmm. and the front and back of it are like a slate.
Something. It's hard.
Yeah,
see,
it's really
listen,
hard.
Listen.
And it's all bound together with just like a, I don't know, what do you want to call this? It's like a rope. A rope, but it's like soft, and it's got like a little tassel on the end of it at the top. It's, I don't know, it's really
golden.
Cute. Yeah, and it's got like these golden accents around it and the little thingy with a pentacle in the middle.
So
and it
descriptive.
Says spells on it. It's really cute. I like it. Empty blank pages so far.
Yeah, we started writing the blessing
the for
book
it.
This morning, and rhyming for it was quite difficult. We discovered that we're not good at rhyming with the word within, or the word sacred.
It was secrecy.
Secrecy.
Yeah. It didn't work out. We ended up scratching that whole part of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work.
That's a shame.
So, here's a little something I would like maybe some feedback on, see what everybody else's views are on this. But, I have a friend, okay? And he's very, very non-religious. He's kind of like,
he's atheist.
And he knows that I'm Wiccan. He very much knows that I love being Wiccan and, yeah, everything to do with it.
And he was supportive of it at first, was he not?
Yeah, very, very supportive of it. And, I don't know, he's become kind of a ass, to put it bluntly, sort of. Anyways, he sent me an email, and he was kind of nice throughout the email, but then he ended it with, God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, and I threw a little kind of a fit about that, seeing as, well, for one, he's not religious, and he knows that I'm Wiccan. So, I didn't understand why he would say something like that.
Yeah, it's not like you sneezed.
Yeah. So, I brought it up, and he decided to tell me that I am too serious about being Wiccan and all this other stuff.
Isn't that a good thing, being serious?
Yeah, I thought so, but anyways, and then he just continued on like that, and I was getting upset, and I told him that I was getting upset and how he was being very rude and everything, and that I pretty much that I just love being Wiccan, and he's just like, well, may God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, I almost spit my drink all over the laptop.
Wow, that's... I'm
wow.
pissed.
Yeah?
For somebody who's an atheist to say that to a Wiccan,
you know,
I find kind of offensive.
I think he's just saying it to get a rise out of you.
Probably.
Like, he's just trying to be that. I don't he's just...
But, you know, if some, like, okay, like, Christian priest or something came up to me and was like, oh, God bless you. You know, that's different. But somebody who's...
And then you turn around and say, may the goddess be with you, and then walk away.
But I don't know. So, yeah, give us our thoughts on that.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your feedback. What would you do if an atheist came up and said, may the God
have mercy on your soul? Yeah, you can reply back at practical.magic with a K at hotmail.ca. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Or on Facebook.
Yes, on,
on Facebook.
Facebook as well. Practical Magic, the podcast. Or you can search up Eberlyn Rain or Nixie Lavender.
Yes, we both have our own personal Facebook pages in addition to the podcast page. Yeah, and now before we get too in-depth into this, we want to just apologize to Firelight. I've listened to him for a while, and I think he's just amazing. I love his podcasts, and I follow him on Twitter. And I don't know what I was thinking. His podcast is inciting a riot. And last time on here, I said it was enticing.
Yes.
And, yeah, so sorry about that, Firelight. I hope you weren't too awfully offended. And Nixilicious, no.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Luckylicious and Carmen, their podcast is not Kiss My Pagan Ass, it's Eat My Pagan Ass, and they're hilarious.
So you can eat my pagan ass.
Yes, I love their song. I don't. They haven't been around in a while. I don't know what they're up to, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
So all apologies are out there. I just wanted to get that out of the way, and yeah, we're sorry for that.
Yeah, and we'll link you at the end of the pod... Not link you at the podcast, but on the notes, the show notes.
Yep, yeah. For sure. Anyway, so, we were looking up something online today. And,
a tweet from Firelight.
Oh, yes.
A tweet from Firelight sent us to deafpagancrossroads.com, and it's a blog, and there they posted about Witch's Wit beer label from the Lost Abbey Brewing Company, and the beer label
is rather revolting, I think.
Revolting?
Yeah, revolting. Revolting.
It's of a woman being burned at the stake. In front of a church. And it's just a disgusting label to have on a beer. And I told my husband, I said, if you ever walked in the house with this beer, I would send you right back out again. And he kind of laughed and whatnot. And the brewing company is trying to make it sound okay by saying that they have an in-depth description of religious intolerance and oppression on the back of the label. So if you've gone to the site, you know, let us know what you think. We will post the link again in the show notes. But what do you think about that?
I think it's disgusting. And, like, to advertise stuff like that, like, okay, maybe they do have something on the back that talks about it, but it doesn't mean that you should have to show an image like that, regardless of what the back of it says. Like,
yeah, and it's not like you can see the back of the label
on
the front of it, yeah, or on the internet. I mean, they took a picture of the front of the label, and that's all you see, and it's just sickening, really.
Justify your post by posting a picture of what the back of it says if you're going to turn around and say that this is what it says.
Yeah. And no, we're not putting down the deafpagan.com. It's the actual brewing company, yeah. The Lost Abbey. So, yeah. And apparently they have a whole... I was at their site today, the Lost Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole line of beer called Saints and Sinners. And I guess the entire lot is all like that, and it's, I don't know, I think just the idea itself is disgusting, but...
Regardless of the history or whatever it is that you're going to post on the back of it, the images are still offensive.
Yeah, they are, and especially to a practicing witch in this day and age, like, it's just not justifiable, it really isn't.
Like the first post, not too sure who said it, but the owner of the blog. It does stir up, like, the old times and the burning times, and it's not nice. Like, a lot of innocent people were...
Men and women.
Yeah, were hurt and killed, and it's not something you should be broadcasting in this manner with such an image. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just very controversial.
Yes. So another thing that we've found on our travels, we stumbled across Bex's Hex's blog, and I've enjoyed her blog. I go to it quite often. You're not big on the reading of blogs, are you?
No, not really, no.
You don't have a whole lot of time. Well, and I'm not up on my politics, I will be completely honest. I don't follow politics whatsoever. I don't follow Canadian politics or American politics, but I was quite offended by the Christine O'Donnell ad. The IMU, yes. I just thought it was inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
It's very degrading, I think, for witches. Like, I'm not a witch, IMU. Well, over on Hex's blog, she has started the IMU campaign. And you can talk about
it. Well... basically, she's just trying to, I don't know how you say it, unite witches and let the public know, like, that we're not bad people, that we are good everyday people, that we are you.
Exactly. So, yeah, she has her own I Am You campaign from on YouTube posted there. She says, I am a witch, I am you. And she's got a few people have also sent in ads. I did one for myself. It's on my blog. Yeah.
Why don't you read Bex's? Or do you want... Here, I'll read
you
it.
You can read hers.
Hers says, I am a witch. I am not what you have heard. I am you. I'm an American citizen who pays my taxes, who works at a professional job from 8 till 5, who does charity work, who is involved in my community, who is politically active, who graduated from a state university, who is happily married, who owns a home, who has pets, who has a brother serving in Afghanistan, who has hopes, dreams, and passions. Like everyone else, I am a witch, and I am just like you. I am Rebecca Chow, and I approve this message.
So again, that's Rebecca's post. But
yeah,
if you want to jump in and support her campaign, go over to her blog, and we will link that in the show notes, and grab a button for the I Am You campaign. There's one there for Americans, and there's one...
just a
worldwide one, yeah. Which is the one we have on our blog. It's just a really good thing to get out there, you know, let everyone know that we're not bad, evil, witchy things like certain people
portray. Cursing casters.
That's right. So yeah, hop over to her blog and show some linking love. And now on a happier note, we've decided that we are going to go to Salem.
Yeah.
Yes, that's going to be our big family trip either next year or the year after. We're not quite sure when we're going to have enough money saved up because it's going to cost a little bit. We want to make it a road trip, but we're probably going to end up having to take a motorhome because of all the children. But we're really looking forward to it. We want to go see the shops and different museums and whatnot down there. So if you've been to Salem or if you live there, let us know. Give us some ideas where to go, what to see. And if we go, we will be sure to thank you for it.
We'll even podcast while we're there.
Yeah, because we're good that way. We podcast on the road.
Oh, yes, we will. It should be fun, though.
I think so.
Looking forward to it.
We're actually, a friend of mine that I met online, she's Wiccan as well. She's going to meet us down there. And it is down there, right?
Yes, yeah, south down, of us. Up.
I think it's up.
I don't know. We're very, very southern Ontario. Freaking Washington is higher north than we are.
To be honest, I don't even know where Massachusetts is.
It's that way. Like, they don't even know where I'm pointing. So.
She's pointing to, like, the left.
That doesn't help them either.
Maybe we should get a map.
It's like...
We're going to have to Google
east.
Map this.
I'm pointing eastward.
Is it by New York?
I don't know. Somebody will tell us where it is.
Hopefully before we're ready to leave.
And we're leaving this up to you.
Yeah. Look out. Salem, here we come. Maybe.
My monster's empty.
It'll end up being like Columbus, and we'll be like, oh, look, we found the Salemites, and it'll be like Seattle.
And I will say, shit. Oh, my. And we're going to have a tea party.
Yes. That was off of one of the blogs that I visit, and I can't think offhand which one it is. But we're going to have a tea party under the...
Full moon!
Full moon. It's going to be fun. We're going to have little witchy cakes and...
Frosted petunias.
Frostedpetunias.blogspot.com is having an under the moon tea party.
It shall be fun.
It will be, and we're gonna have tea.
I have really good pomegranate raspberry green tea.
Oh, I'm not big on the green tea. Why don't we?
It's yummy.
We could do vanilla chocolate mint tea. Mm. It's awesome. I make it from the herbs out of the garden. Speaking of which, we harvested last week, I think it was. You weren't around. My oldest witchlet and I harvested.
And more?
More, and we're probably going to have to harvest again before the season's done. Everything's just growing like wildfire out there, especially the chocolate mint is really taken off. I'm pretty sure that I've gotten all of the lavender and the rosemary. I think it'll probably be done. The sage, we're on our second clippings of it.
Mm-hmm.
The lemon balm, we're on our fifth clipping.
You had two giant bushes of it.
I know, it just took off. Well, I didn't think that the original bush was going to take off, so I planted some more. And
it took off, and then you cut the tops off of the other one and planted it, and then they took off too.
I know, my lemon balm, I have a thing with lemon balm. It just...
Again. What?
Pardon?
It's growing again.
It's growing again. That would be the husband. He hasn't thought of a Wiccan name yet, so he will just be known as the husband. So, I think husband needs a Wiccan name.
Let's do it right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Are you up for that?
Sure.
Right now!
It's going to be really loud as we're recording. All right. So, he's very partial to Raven, but we want to come up with something to go with that. So, do you have any ideas?
No, I don't.
Wow, you're helpful. So, if the listeners have any ideas, send him some ideas, and he'll go over them and do the numerology and see what suits him. Just smile and nod.
I am.
Okay. Here, let's look up some Wiccan names while we're waiting here. Some male Wiccan names. What do we have?
Aiden.
No. Late. What is that?
Tweeted Hotmail Watcher. Oh. You have two unread Hotmails. Isn't it emails, not Hotmails?
Okay, anyways. Keegan. Jade.
Trevor.
Trevor, that's... I don't like that name for a Wiccan name.
Zephyr.
I like Drake.
Varden means green slope.
Drake don't sound good.
Raven Drake? You don't like that? No? Okay.
How about Raven Aiden?
Raven Aiden, that rhymes. Woohoo! We'll have to do the numerology to make sure Raven suits you. Do you know how to do that?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, with Wiccan names, there's so many different ways you can come to the conclusion of your Wiccan name. A lot of people, I think, use the numerology, and we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Is not my name Wiccan anyway?
No, it's fairy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're not going to say his real name, but when we were searching for Wiccan names for ourselves, we discovered that his real name is a
fairy
name.
It was like the fairy god or something, the fairy leader.
The king
something.
Of the fairies.
Yeah. I don't know, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's it, king of the fairies. You must be so proud.
I'm a tripod.
Oh, God.
Okay, so anyways, to find your Wiccan name, you take your name, and each letter is given a number, and then you add the numbers together and keep adding them together and together until you get a single digit. And
when you're adding them together, you're going to get a single digit.
Yes, like, okay, you add 1 plus 2, you get 3. You just keep adding all the numbers. It forms a triangle until you get all the way to the bottom.
Call him Raven Catnip.
So you have to make sure that your name and your Wiccan name get to the same number. If they don't, then you should pick another name. Unless you're drawn to it, then that's different. Like, I was drawn to mine.
Raven Mist.
I'm drawn to Raven because...
Raven Moonstone.
I sat there and watched a whole bunch of them this morning when I was out deer hunting.
Deer hunting, yes. Raven Hunter. Oh, no, that's not
Raven Thorn.
Raven Mist, that's kind of cute.
I don't think he wants to go for cute.
Yeah, I don't think you want cute. You want manly.
Raven Rock. I just had like a 16-year-old male puberty voice crackle.
Ravenstone?
I don't want to know Raven, you know that.
Raven Jet. Raven Wind. Leaf. Leaf. Raven Topaz.
No.
You're looking up
Topaz,
cat.
Topaz, that's a goddamn car.
Do you know what she's reading? She's reading Wiccan cat names.
Carnelian. Citrus.
No. Is there... Hey, go to that. Is there a separate name for male Wiccans? What do you think?
What?
Is there... What are male Wiccans called?
Male Wiccans are called witches. It applies to male and female. The term warlock does not refer to a male witch or Wiccan, because the meaning of warlock is truth twister. Hey, I knew that.
I knew that, too. So, yeah, you are not a warlock.
I never said I was.
I know, I'm just saying.
Nothing.
You warlocky. Oh, don't start that again. So are you going to chime in on our podcast more often?
Yes, husband.
When you're invited.
Yes, husband.
Husband.
I know I'm not. No, I can't say that.
Let's call him Raven Noble.
Nolan. Regal. Donovan.
Raven Winfer. Fair. The lay healer?
You lay healer, you.
Donovan Strong Fighter. I'm reading the name and the meaning is what?
You are such an idiot.
Donovan Strong Fighter?
Oh, wow.
Well, how about... Oh, those are girls.
Those are girl names. That's a very nice name. Brianna?
Yes, it is.
I really like Maeve. If I ever got pregnant again, I'd want to name the little girl Maeve, but my cousin stole that name when he named his last child.
Ain't gonna happen.
Hey, be nice there, husband. How yes. to select a Wiccan name? Let's read about that. Maybe our...
This is kind of a fun, magical journey.
It is, since
into
we're not...
Into the land of Wiccan name picking for the husband.
Yes, since this episode... All right, well, bye, husband. Enjoy the hot tub. We will continue to come up with Wiccan names. Oh.
Do not share your Wiccan name with outsiders. A magical name should be reserved for rituals. Well, this is being reserved for podcasting. So, it's slightly different. I suppose.
You should select a name that represents a characteristic you have or are aiming for. Could you quit moving the screen?
I'm not moving the screen, I'm scrolling it.
Well, Iron Maiden. Wasn't that a
band?
Band, yeah.
They rock.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you should pay attention to the signs because quite often many Wiccans believe you get your name through dreams or visions or something. So you said that it came to you while you were hunting and saw ravens.
Ravenwood.
That's what I said.
I know.
Before. I was sitting in the woods in the tree stand, and there was about 15 ravens sitting there and one doe.
And Raven.
Ain't gonna be Raven Doe.
Raven Buckwood. Well, you said you didn't want dough.
Raven horned me.
Horned
like
raven.
Ravenwood.
Ravenwood's kind of cool. We'll do the numerology
see
on it.
See how everything works and see what other people think.
Yeah. So let us know. What are your thoughts? Do you like that name? Do you think that suits him? Although this is actually the first time you've ever even heard him.
He's very tall.
And balding. By choice.
By choice.
He shaves his head.
Got like a goatee and a stash.
He's manly. He hunts. Rawr.
And he's tall. I don't know.
I know what you want to say and don't say it.
Okay, so yeah.
He has big feet.
Wow, this podcast just went south, didn't it?
Oh,
is it? I think maybe it's time we closed up.
Pack
here.
Her up for tonight.
Yeah.
It's becoming pretty long.
Not that it's becoming long, it's just becoming.
I want a bite of Laffy Taffy, don't push it away from me.
You can't eat taffy and podcast at the same time. No more Monster Energy drinks for you. You sound like a cow. Oh my goodness.
More for you.
Remember last time? What was I eating? It was purple. Brownies.
Oh yeah.
And they were purple. Candies on them.
Yeah, we don't have purple Laffy Taffys. We have blue.
But I love purple more.
It's got purple on the wrapper.
Yes.
All right. So let's sign. Okay, so we'd love to hear from you. Contact us on our email address. That's practical.magicwithak@hotmail.ca.
Mm-hmm. Or on our Facebook. That's Practical Magic, the podcast. Or we each have our own Facebook pages now.
Just search for Emberlyn Rain or Nixie Lavender. You can get us on our website, practicalmagicwithk.net.
Or, obviously, on Podbean.
And on Twitter. Yeah. I have my own. I don't think you're on Twitter yet.
No, I'm not. I was never really into the whole tweet.
So, either way, we'd love to hear from you. So just drop us a line. This is Emberlyn Rain.
And Nixie Lavender.
And husband.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.